Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. That was James Galway on the flute. Wasn't that nice? This is Irish Appreciation Month. And we kicked off the night with Danny Boy. I don't know how much you know about Danny Boy. I think most Irishmen do. It's good for at least three drinks in a bar if you can sing it. And it brings tears to Irishmen's eyes. Actually, the song is about a father's love for his son. I always thought it was a mother's love for her son. But this particular song was written about a father's love for his son. And there's a lot of religion in the song, too. And when you come and all the flowers are dying, and find me dead as dead I well may be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I will feel, though soft you tread above me, and my spirit warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and my soul will sleep in peace eternal until you come to me. Yeah. So, now what do we got? She's a hoe, I beat her up. We're in trouble, man. We're going down. You know what? That drain is like Niagara Falls. It's pulling us all in. We're going down the drain. I refuse to watch the Academy Awards because it's all communist propaganda and brainwashing. But I had to sneak a few peeks. And someone in my family who I love and cherish was watching them and got sucked into the pilot program, the Punches pilot program. And Matthew McConaughey, he got a big award, and he played a guy with herpes, I think. And he got up there, and his first thing he said was, first, I want to thank God. And he looked up in the sky, and God was giving him the finger. No, I'm only kidding. But most of the audience would not clap or condone his compliment, which is typical for devil worshippers. And you got to remember that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, I think it was Mount Sinai, or was that the hospital he was in? No. And he came down and he found the golden calf worshippers, and he threw them out of camp. They all moved to Hollywood, and they melted down the calf, and they made Oscars. So, but I got to tell you, I don't buy Matthew McConaughey's religious zeal. And I'll tell you why. I saw him in a movie, I think it was called Killer Joe. And I had to turn it off because I think the girl's name is Gina Gershon. He punched her in the mouth, broke her nose, and she was bleeding profusely. And he made her kneel down and service him. And they filmed the whole thing. They filmed it from about 20 feet away. And they showed him reaching an orgasm. Now, the next time I see him, he's up on the stage and he's thanking God. If you really want to thank God, he never would have made that piece of crap movie. But when you work for the devil, you have to pay the fiddler. So that's why I didn't buy the story. They're all, you know, Hollywood is great at pulling on your heartstrings. But then they eat your heart out. And if you look at all these actors, they're all burnouts. They're instant burnouts, these people. They do not survive a long life. And what was the guy's name they found with a needle in his arm? Like, he's the first one, right? Hoffman? Tales of Hoffman? Great actor. They're all great actors. But they're only acting. You're dating an actor when he tells you he loves you. You believe him? What do you give him? 4 Pinocchios? Yeah. Or 4 Pinocchio pants. That's the President Clinton Award. Let me give you a tune. We'll scout around for some news. I'm feeling sorry for the Ukrainians tonight. You don't know how these people suffer. Russia is suffering. There's a lot of people making money. All of the communists that got to the top are now capitalists. It is terrible, man. It is terrible. I'll give you the harp tones. This is when guys used to worship girls.
The wings.
That we went to a small celebration, and the guest of honor was Cardinal Dolan. And it was an appreciation for all the big hitters that donated to the Catholic Church. We're not big hitters, but because the hits are so low lately, they're putting the felt back in the collection of baskets. If you ever seen the second collection, it goes around faster than a Frisbee. I met a man who was a friend of my father's, and he used to take up the collection in a Washington Heights Parish Church, and he used to say that they spent more time ironing the dollar bills because people used to crumple them up so nobody could see how little they were throwing in the basket. And today, the same people are throwing in the same dollar. We were with the Cardinal, and, you know, everybody's trying to get their picture taken with him. And I got one picture. I was trying to get my wife and the Cardinal together, and, of course, not having the experience of handling a telephone, I could only get the Cardinal's picture, which turned out to be a good one, but my wife was out of the picture. And speaking of out of the picture, I just got a flashback. It's the invasion of Iraq by the IED inspectors, the inspectors that went there to find the weapons of mass destruction. Remember, the UN wanted to send theirs, and Bush said, no, it's okay, we'll go. Yeah, and there's a picture of about five or six GIs, and they're holding up a big painting that they took out of the palace, and it's a picture of the World Trade Center on fire with the second plane going into the building. It's a painting. And right alongside, bigger than the World Trade Center, is a drawing of Saddam Hussein smoking a cigar and laughing. And then I realized, when I saw that painting, I said, now I know why we had to go to Iraq. We had to take him out of the picture. So anyway, so the Cardinal thanked everybody for the donations. When my mother was alive, we used to joke what we would do if we won the lotto, and I told her we would show up to collect the money in a big green Cadillac with gold shamrocks on the door, and then we would watch all the suicides of the atheists when we would announce that we're only keeping $20 and donating everything else to the Catholic Church. You ever see these people? Man, they hate the church so bad. I think that there's a lot of lawyers go to the Vatican and they write down the registration numbers of the crucifixes and the works of art in case they're going to be there for the auction. And I love the lefties that say, yeah, after Catholic Church, why don't they sell some of their artwork and give it to the poor? And how much did you give to the poor, Sonny? Well, I broke a dollar throwing in some change in the Salvation Army kennel. Speaking of Salvation Army, you know that the head of the Salvation Army makes $24,000 a year? Huh? Why doesn't she run for Congress? She could do it with a discount. Look, I'll do it for $24,000. Yeah. And you know how much the head of the Red Cross makes a year? $875,000. And she gets to go to the Red Cross ball. Yeah, well, that's how we raise our donations. Yes, we poop on the little people. Yeah, unbelievable, man. When are we going to learn? When are we going to wake up? And here's the poor Ukraine. They haven't got two nickels to rub together. And Mike Savage is calling the Ukrainians upstarts. They dare to be free. Don't you think that the Ukraine reminds you a little bit of Hitler's first acquisition? Georgia is probably more like the Sudetenland. Putin's a Sudetenland. And the Ukraine now will be Czechoslovakia. And it's only a matter of time before Putin, I call him Pukin, Pukin recalls Czechoslovakia to come back to the protection of Big Brother. I pray for those Ukrainians. They're all alone. There's nobody going to help them. Nobody is going to help them. Did you see them today? Unarmed. Military. They're military. Unarmed. Walked up to a military fashion, carrying two flags. And they walked to the Russian-guarded air base in the Ukraine. Unarmed, and the Russians fired over their heads to deter them from singing national songs like God Bless America. Yeah, that's what they got to do. They got to change the anthem because we're not singing it here anymore. They could have ours. They could have our freedom-launching tunes. Yeah, because we're not. You can't even wear a T-shirt with a flag on it in California public school. Instead, you got to wear a Cinco de Chipo, a T-shirt with a Mexican flag. Do you know that nobody in Mexico celebrates a Cinco de Mayo? They don't even know what it is. That's another one of those Kwanzaa-like make-believe stories. Yeah, Kwanzaa, it's like African Christmas. Yeah, well, they had a Christmas, and we have to have a Christmas. That's like the Republicans putting up candidates to match what the Democrats are doing. Well, you know, they got a gay guy running for office. Okay, we'll put up a gay guy. Well, you know, they got a Moldavian running for office. Okay, we'll put up a Moldavian. Oh, you know, they got a black guy running for office. Okay, we'll put up a Moldavian. You know, they got Latinos. No problem. We'll put up Colin Powell. He speaks their language. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. A nation of sellouts. We beat each other to the auction block. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. So say a little prayer for the Ukrainians because they've been sold out by everybody. And I've learned, watching this thing, that the Russians are not that financially stable either. And the one thing that they got going for themselves is the gas, natural gas pipelines that they run through the Ukraine to Europe and overcharge the Europeans. Yeah. And we spoke to a Russian lady today. Oh, I got to tell you this one. We're talking about charity and donations. At that Dolan celebration last night, we ran across a woman who's very religious in our parish. You know, she gives out communion. And she told us a story of a girl that she knows who had a baby, and the baby developed a small mole on her arm. I'm not sure if it was a boy or a girl, on the baby's arm. And they went for diagnosis, and they found out it blew up. It became like a tumor, and they found out the baby had cancer. So they did a bone marrow transplant. And in the process of doing the bone marrow transplant, they nicked the baby's artery, and they didn't know it, and the baby bled to death, you know, like overnight or over a day or two period. So, I mean, that's a big lawsuit, man, right? You can start adding up the numbers. Malpractice. So the family sued. Guess how much they sued for? They sued for no money. They just wanted the procedure corrected so no other baby would suffer the same fate. How's that for being Christian? Or Jewish? How about just being decent, right? How many people would pass on that opportunity for the home run? So you see, there are some good people out there. The sad part about it is they're not in the House and the Senate, and they're not in politics. So having said that, we'll take a break. And being that we're talking about prayers, I'll give you one of the best antennas in the world.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. Day. In a dream that's divine, my friend is a rapture in blue, with the world far away. Close to mine. Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, oh, tell me the word that I'm longing to know.
Looking at the upcoming elections, and we're trying to get at least 5 seats in the Senate. What do you think our chances are? And hold on to the House. What do you think our chances are? Is the Tea Party getting stronger or weaker? Are you happy with Obamacare? It is really sad. Oh, so we had a lady here visiting us today. She is Russian, and she is from the Ukraine, but she is more Russian than Ukrainian, and she comes from the town or city of Odessa, and she is Jewish, and she's glad she's here, and she says that being Jewish in Odessa was not a pleasant experience. And we don't know what goes on in these other parts of the world, man, but I can imagine it gets real bad. It gets real bad. If you're a Christian in Al-Qaeda territory, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. As a matter of fact, that they found the one Christian, I don't remember the country, but because he was wearing a cross, so they cut his head off, and then they took the cross and stabbed it into his heart. And that's how they treat. That's their version of religious tolerance. And you know what? They're going to paradise, and they're going to meet this God. He must be a strange God. He can't be my God. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. What else did I see? Oh, yeah. I'm watching with a jaundiced eye Al Jazeera. And I see Al Jazeera is doing a documentary on the abuse of illegal invaders. And they're trying to make the border guards look like murderers, and the illegal invaders are just innocent, helpless people. Why are they invading my country? Why? Give me the reason. What's wrong with their country? Doesn't their country have programs for them? So why take it out on me? Why don't you overthrow your government and get yourself a nice little country where you can be taken care of, instead of coming up here and giving everybody extra work and then blaming us for not being compassionate? And who's coming across the border, and who's bringing new diseases? These people don't even, you know, if there was a ship and there was somebody sick on it in the 1800s, they'd have to fly a yellow flag, and they couldn't, they wouldn't be allowed to dock until everybody got well. And today we got them running in here with TB, VD, like we don't have enough. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. And, of course, who wants the borders taken down? The communists. Now, do you see Putin? What's his open border policy? Now, I'm watching Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is owned by the Qataris. Okay? What do you think happens if you get caught as an illegal alien in Qatar? What do you think? They do a documentary about how they're being abused? How they're having their ears lopped off for coming into the country illegally? You can't get into that country illegally. You can't get in there. Yeah, so beware of, and don't forget, Al Gore sold that TV station, and I'm sure his dirty little hand is still in there somewhere. So keep a good eye on Al Jazeera and make sure you're not being brainwashed. If you want to feel safe, you have to go Fox. You got to go with the foxes. So, we can't lose everything. You want to hear that one? This is a picture of Obama. He's on the phone. He's making believe he's talking to Putin. He was on the phone for 90 minutes. He got 90 minutes for Putin. He didn't have 1 second for three guys on a rooftop in Benghazi. Was it three guys? Yeah. Two died up there, and one has never been interviewed. And he's like a whack-a-mole. When you go to the hospital to see him, he's in another hospital. Yeah. and he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement that he would, and he's given a lie detector test every day. And his parents are being watched. And you thought the IRS was only collecting money. And so it's a picture of Obama, and he's got the phone in his hand, and he goes, we can't lose everything. Hillary hung up the phone in Benghazi, not me. And then it says underneath the Bill Clinton's oral office desk, does it look like I'm on the phone with Pukin? Okay, tell NBC to lie again for me. And then there's a picture of Obama with Putin, and there's two American flags and two Russian flags in the background. And Obama is saying to Putin, once we get rid of these flags, we can fly old Gory again, the hammer and sickle. You have to give me something, boss. I gave you a broken military, the entire Middle East, missile superiority, Iranian nukes, $17 trillion, legalized dope, abortion, flag burning, IRS, Gestapo, gay tights, and the crime in the Crimea. No, I can't put China on Obamacare. Do I look like a communist to you? And then, you know, there's a rumor that when Obama was going to Syria to draw his red line from his coloring book, that the word came out that Putin, it was out for about 8 minutes. You know that one-minute news you read across the bottom of the screen and they interrupt it with a commercial and you never see it again? I call that the one-minute news. It's rumored that Putin called Obama a monkey with a hand grenade when he was talking tough on Syria. And then the media got a hold of it and to swallow it up, and they said, no, Putin didn't say it. Some Russian person said it. He was short. He had blue eyes, and he is going bald and blonde hair, and he rides a horse with no shirt on. I think his name is the Lone Ranger. And Putin is sitting about a foot away from Obama, and Putin is saying, bet you can't hit me from here with a basketball. And then we go into a pitch for a guy named Stanley. Do you know Stanley? Why we need Stanley. One, religious family background. Two, commander of all troops in Afghanistan. Three, loyal to the oath to defend. Four, leadership. Five, intelligence. Six, eats one meal a day, thinking of money we'll save. Seven, runs 7 miles a day. That's why he's so thin and wiry. Eight, international experience building alliances. He can talk to the Taliban and get respect. Nine, he is a real American. Yes, made in USA. Even his diaper says made in USA. 10, it comes from a generation of servers. 11, he only had one wife. He only has one wife. He keeps his oath. 12, he got shafted, possibly set up by the communists. 13, shakes hands with privates. That's the one that sold me on this guy. He's coming out of a building. There's a private there. Private snaps to and salutes him. He reaches out and shakes his hand. Doesn't return the salute. He just reaches out, how you doing, private? Now, you know how that private felt after that? Instead of watching a phony bastard that was never in combat give that private 15 years in jail because he shot a Taliban? Yeah. 16, may bring back the draft and de-wuss the country. He's talking about a one-year draft. He believes everybody should have skin in the game, and so do I. So do I. Maybe then when you hear the Star Spangled Banner, maybe you'll have a little pride instead of looking up in the air and playing pocket pool. 17, he knows the sacrifice that American families make. On the downside, he does have a downside. He's been appearing only on left-wing networks to promote his book. I'm working on that one. And two, I have been advised by his enemies that he is socialist-leaning. I'm not worried. I'm worried about the ones who hate this country that is socialist-leaning. He's for this country first, and he has papers to prove it. So I got the man for the job, no strings attached. And that's Stanley McChrystal. General is Stanley McChrystal. He was the first casualty in the communist takedown of the U.S. military. Others would follow, up to 300 so far. He who fights and steps aside will return to restore American pride. Strike for your country, boys. Rally around a proven leader. We are going to need a general because we're waltzing into World War III. And we don't know where it's going to come from. You know, Pakistan tomorrow could lend Iran 5 nukes and say, go ahead, get Israel. You want 10 nukes? You got it. So we got to rally around a proven leader. No more MBS. That's Hollywood MBS. Make believe a Shiite. And that's, then is, I got a couple of websites if you want to find out who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. Just go to Flag Burners of Record on YouTube. If you have trouble finding it, do Flag Burners of Record Abu Tom, Abutom. We'll go back for a tune, and then we'll check some more news. Now, let's see. To spend some time with you, here's another guy that's crazy about beautiful women.
To spend one night with you in our old and rest with you, that's my desire, to meet where gypsies play, down in some dim cafe, and dance to break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine, and I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. Just waits time to go. Sherry, I love you so. That's my desire.
Frankie Lane's father was a barber, used to cut Al Capone's hair. Frankie Lane was a pretty religious guy. He loved singing in the church. And his singing hero was Bessie Smith. Oh, we did that already. Here's the one I wanted. You're breaking my heart.
To spend one night. falling for somebody new. And it isn't too easy believing that you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember, and I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start. But till then, you're breaking. When you go, I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should learn to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start. But till
backing Match McConnell. You know, Match McConnell voted with 40 Democrats to burn the American flag. 48 senators voted to burn the American flag 40 days before 9/11. It was the Flag Desecration Act. And Match McConnell was one of 8 Republicans who voted to burn the flag. Another one was that rat from Pennsylvania, Arlen Spectacle, made a spectacle of himself. But Karl Rove, he should change his whiteboard to a menu board and post what's to eat today, because he can't predict anything. So he predicted a loss for Obama. Yeah, he's the best friend Obama ever had. And Sarah Palin, you know, it's funny, Sarah Palin. Politico omits reference to their editor who derided Palin for the Ukraine warning. Politico reported on former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's Facebook post on Friday, in which she mentioned that she had been derided by the highbrow Foreign Policy magazine for suggesting in 2008 that Putin would make a grab for the Ukraine. Well, you know what? They were all wrong, and Sarah was right. And she had a kitchen view of what was going to happen in Russia. She had her eye on it right from the kitchen. Remember they made fun of her? Saturday Night Live? You know what they call that in communist tactics? That is known as assassination by ridicule. When you want to diminish a threat, you set them up for mockery. And one day, David Letterhead is going to pay for his remark about the rape of Sarah Palin's youngest daughter. and he got an audience applause. It's like the applause that Bill Maher gets from his pothead audience. Yeah. I wonder if they have to put the fans on before the show. Yeah, unbelievable, man. But pot is good for you. It is. The Surgeon General, it's not like cigarettes. Cigarettes are no good for you. Cigarettes are bad for your lungs. But if you smoke that good marijuana, you hold that right down in your lungs as long as you can, because that's how you get the best high. Yeah. And then, who knows? You know, one day you might lose interest in that kick you used to get. And the man who sells you the weed, he'll sell you this little white powder. You put it up your nose. Oh, man, that's real good. But then it gets expensive. So what you might have to do is go straight heroin and crack rocks. Yeah, this is all good. Yes, it's like pot is the pablum of the American junkie. And, you know, now I know why they call it junk, because when I went to Hoffman's house, he had a needle in his arm, and he had all kinds of crap he was experimenting with. He had about 5 different drugs in him. Horses don't get doped up that much at the track. But you know what? If horse manure was the greatest high, the paddocks would be full of Americans. They'd be chasing them right out the starting gate. They'd be hanging around the winner's circle for a little whiff. And I learned a new word today, roofies. You know what roofies is? You smoke it in a confined area, and you, as the smoke rises to the ceiling, you jump up and suck in some more. Yeah, President Obama does roofies. He's the king of roofies. Well, you know, it doesn't affect his day on the job. Hello, there's somebody from Benghazi who says he's dying. You want to talk to him? Not right now, man. I can't do him right now. I'm doing roofies. Yeah, unbelievable. This is what we are. We've become. We are the Sodom and Gomorrah. Wait for those meteorite showers that God's going to send our way. Or maybe he'll just give an Iranian a nuke to do it. Yeah, so you could, the last words you'll hear are Allahu Akbar. Or you might, you know what, if the firing squad gets to you first, the last words you'll hear is, I have rights, I'm an American. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Going to hell in a handbasket. It's easy to lose your job today, too. You got to be careful. There's a girl fell and hurt herself. She's out of work, and she works on commission, gets paid by the day. And she may get a sayonara notice. How's that, college graduate? Really good. You see the father that threw his daughter out at 18? Huh? She comes from money, goes to the best Catholic school. She's got 3 universities that are welcoming her. And she's going to court to sue her parents. Funny, man, how different classes of people grow up. Most of the guys I grew up with, when they turned 18, their mother lovingly turned to them and said, okay, son, you're 18 now. Go out and find a job, and don't come home till you have one. Yeah. Well, what about my college education? Well, if you got the money, go for it. Oh, you mean I got to get a job to pay for my own college education? I'm afraid so. We decided we want to eat steak for a change. Yeah. China joins forces with Russia against the U.S. No. Jimmy from Brooklyn has a theory that the complete collapse of the Soviet Union was a fake. And I heard somebody on Fox tonight say, the Russians can't plan that far in advance. I got 2 words for you, lady. Boris Spassky, world chess champ. He's a Russian. So, as Russian military action escalates into Ukraine, this is Hitler all over again, because Hitler couldn't believe his luck when he first marched into the Sudetenland, then Austria, then Czechoslovakia, and nobody was stopping him. He was on a roll. the weakness of American influence is being highlighted on the world stage, and the White House reported this. China will now start to covet the Philippines. And Japan, and here's news, that one-minute news that you read along the bottom, and then all of a sudden, halfway through, they throw a commercial in so you don't get the whole story, and then you never see it again. Well, I saw in the one-minute news that Japan was asking the United States for its plutonium back. And also, they were building 2,000 nukes. How's that for the sales quota of the day? You think Japan is going to let China boss them around? You think Japan is going to let Russia boss them around? The Japan that sunk the entire Russian fleet? They're not going to. Kamikaze and sayonara, two big words in Japanese. Yeah, we're a bunch of fools. You know what? We're all going to be watching a movie when we take our hit. We'll all be watching the Academy Awards when that big multi-bomb nuke comes through the window. We are the stupidest nation on the face of the earth. If our ancestors could rise up tomorrow and see what we've done, they would kill us themselves. They would strangle us with their bare hands. So, the White House reported this weekend that Russia is an occupation position in an occupation position in Crimea River, a Ukrainian peninsula reportedly being bombarded with more than 6,000 air and naval forces, and John Kerry's going to stop it. You know what he's going to do? He's going to demonstrate against it. He'll get out his Stop the War in Vietnam sign. Yes, reminiscent of Genghis Khan. Hey, you're getting close now, John. Genghis is around the corner. What a bunch of jerks. You know why? Because nobody serves their country anymore. That's why a fat army girl was laying in her car because she couldn't get out to salute the flag that millions of men died for to keep it flying over her fat ass. Yeah. Miracle food liquidates cancer. That's, yeah, sure. What is it? It's jelly beans. Yeah, they're only a 10,000 a jar. Crime in the Crimea, that's our subject for tonight. Let's see, how to dissolve dangerous artery plaque. Yeah, stop eating. Do not eat this. Carbs are a death sentence. Yeah, carbs. What a bunch of sickies we are. What do they call those? The ones that, vegans. Yeah, vegans. They graze like cows. Well, you know what? That makes the meat nice and tender when we go cannibal. Runners, black genocide in former slave state. Oh, boy. You want to read that one? Or this is black genocide in former slave state. Do you know how divided we are? I'll give you how divided we are. Go see the movie Deliverance. Oh, you know what this black genocide is? Planned Parenthood has killed more African Americans than the KKK. Oh, that's for sure. Every day, Planned Parenthood alone kills 1,100 black babies, 700 Latino babies, and 1,200 white babies. Every day. You can't go home until you kill another 100 black babies. Can I work overtime tonight? We're in trouble, man. It's my body. Yeah, it's your body, all right. And look what you've done to it. You've mutilated it. They ought to do a movie about a fetus that can talk and how he's created. Start with the day that the sperm penetrates the egg and the soul shouts, "Safe." And then let the fetus talk as he's growing. "Hey, I'm doing all right today. I'm having a good time. Everything's going smooth. Everything is working on schedule. I grew an inch today." And every day, the fetus, you know, defeat us. It is D-E-F-E-A-T-U-S, defeat us, because we're not protecting them. You think the founding fathers would have passed a pro-choice legislation? They would have strung you up from the gallows for even thinking about killing a child. Yeah, so they should do that. They should do a whole movie about a baby in the womb and how he can't wait to meet his mother, you know, and he's feeling great. And he's, look, I got my eyes today. I got my nose. I got my, look, I got my fingers. You know, it's nice and warm in here. I feel so cozy. I feel so safe. And then you do the abortion in about the seventh month. Uh-oh, here comes the guy with the forceps. I think I'm in trouble. My heart is beating extra fast. He's probing. He's looking for me. Uh-oh. There goes my leg. They ought to do that, but they haven't got the guts to do that because they've been conditioned by the communists not to fight back, not to deal with the communists on their level. You have to fight fire with fire. If they're trying to kill you, you got to kill them. So, having said that, we'll sneak back for another tune. This one, another Irish tune we're going to give you. It's called Tara's Harp. Tara's Harp is the symbol of a country in slavery. In 1798, in 1798, the Irish rose up. They joined with Irish Protestants. Both Irish Protestants and Irish Catholics rose up under the banner of United Irishmen to throw the British out, and they lost. And they were driven off their lands, and they were slaves for 500 years. 1798, so 1800, they got their freedom in about 1918. So what are we looking at? 118 years. Yep. And so a guy wrote a song. He was a broken-hearted poet. He wrote a poem called The Harp That Once Through Tara's Halls. Tara is a castle. It's an imaginary castle, but it represents Ireland. And the chiefs, clan chiefs and royalty that were Irish, and they used to have their dances there and their balls, and the harp used to play freedom songs. And then when Ireland lost its freedom and became slaves to the British, the harp was hung on a wall, never to play again. And this guy laments the death of his country. And I think the ending line is, but every now and then, someone brave stands up to try to free us again. And the harp plays to prove that she still lives. So I'm going to give you this tune. It's called Tara's Harp.
Thank you.
Okay. We are out of time. We're going to close. We're going to close with a tribute to all who serve God and country. The highest standard a man can have. And consider General Petraeus as a presidential candidate. Nobody owns him. He could be drafted independently before somebody gets to him. Let him go out on his own and come in on his own. That would be great, wouldn't it? It is really sad. Really sad that we don't have a country anymore. Every day we're brainwashed. Tomorrow you'll be brainwashed some more. And it's like getting shampooed. You were shampooed a long time ago, and now they just have to apply the conditioner. And it is really sad. One day you will have to borrow the Star Spangled Banner from a friend because it's out of fashion. And this goes out to the troops. Somebody took a bullet for us today. We don't even know who he is.